This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We each gave you 60 seconds on everything to know for Pats and Vikings preseason game number two. If you missed any of that, keep an eye out on social media at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. Also on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That was Steph Diggs with Diana Rossini. And I want to be clear, Keith. I think yesterday was a good day for the Pats. You know, small g. It wasn't a great day. It wasn't a home run day. But
no, they had their issues.
I think it's another joint practice that they won. They did it last week against the Commanders. They won a preseason game in the middle of it. Another good joint practice. I think for those of us who feel like the Patriots are going to take a step forward this year, I have them for 9 wins. You have them for 10 wins. We both have them in the playoffs. I think you look at the way they practiced against good teams, and these are the things we put the most stock in. I feel pretty good about that. So, okay, that's my feeling on it. Put it aside. I didn't love the offensive line yesterday. How could you? They couldn't block hardly anything. I also don't love some of the warning signs here with Steph Diggs. And some of it is that they've managed him a little bit more as we've gone along, which maybe should be understood. Some of it is the answer he gave.
Yeah, it's very strange.
A little bit of it is the Todd Downing comment we talked about yesterday, where it's like, is he getting the offense? But really, most of it for me is after the first couple of days of training camp, he started to blend in, and he hasn't stood out. He's just been a part of the receiver room, not the guy in the receiver room. And if he's himself, if he's healthy, if he's Steph Diggs, he should stand out in this receiver room. And the fact that he isn't is starting to get me a little nervous the closer we get to week one.
I know, because when you go back to the time they signed him, I went in with a lot of like optimism, and I knew that he was coming off an injury and what his age was. And so it wasn't a guarantee by any shot, but I was like, you know what? He's going to be good. Even if he plays 15 games, he's going to be good. Then he's already doing stuff at OTAs. He's doing stuff at training camp. He's passes his physical. He was their best receiver the first day of camp. You're like, oh, like it. My optimism
first,
was
first
was
up
well
through every
warranted.
Drill. Yeah, he's first up through every drill. He's catching like the first two passes of every session from Drake May. Like, really stood out.
And then I even convinced myself 3, 4, 5 days removed from that okay, maybe they know what they got in him and they're kind of working everybody else in. That's how my mind worked. I'm like, all right, they got it. They got it.
We're hiding him.
But then you're like, all right, there's been enough days that have gone by and enough opportunities where he is out there. And I don't think it's nothing that when he did show up against Washington, He wasn't there for the whole practice. And some of their best work, 11-on-11s, he wasn't on the field.
That's a good point.
And then when he was introduced, wasn't the best. So you're like, okay, doesn't play in the preseason game, no problem. But then in these subsequent practices, and now a joint practice yesterday, also not standing out. Now, he wasn't invisible. He was out there. That's a positive. Had a couple of cool catches. Great. But once again, like, the main plays are going to Mac Hollins, Pop Douglas, and running backs. So you're like, all right. Like, now I'm wondering. I thought, you know, him hitting the over on all of his betting totals was a lock once we saw him those first 2 days of camp. I'm like, he's healthy. The guy's a machine. When he's healthy, he's 1,000 yards rolling out of bed, sometimes much higher when he's in his prime and playing with Josh Allen. So even kind of grading it down a little bit, like, all right, he's 1,000 yards, 7 or 8 touchdowns. That's the kind of season. But then it's really kind of like gas pedal has been like the foot has been lifted off. And then he does the sit down with Diane Rossini. He's like, ah, we'll see about week one. I'm not all that excited about it, which I don't think is the right word he meant to say. Because he's like, I'm not excited about it. Or do you mean like you're just not like putting pressure on yourself?
That's what I think. That's what I think he meant. Just listening.
Because he's like, the coaching staff's not excited about it. I'm like, what?
Right. You should be excited about being out there week one. I'm with you. I think he meant we're not like putting too much pressure on it or putting too much stock in it. Like if it happens, it happens. Great.
Right.
I think it was more that, but it was odd wording.
Yeah, like we're not all worked up. And maybe it means to him the same thing. But when I heard that, I'm like, how are you not excited? I'm excited. Like as a fan, I'm like, let's get out there. Let's see what it looks like with you out there week one when games matter. So, yeah, I would like to see maybe, you know, today you hear a couple of positive reports about him against his former team and, oh, Drake May maybe throws a couple of touchdowns and one of them's to him. Like something like that would make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah, so I agree that most of the standout plays don't involve him. They don't. I mean, go watch the clips from these practices, which we're forced to do. We're not there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big play to Mac Hollins. It's a big play to Travion Henderson. It's a one-footed throw from May to Kayshawn
Booty.
Even
early in camp, Kyle Williams, now he had lower lows, like some bad drops and things like that, miscues on interceptions, but he also had some pretty good plays.
Yeah.
You know,
the play he made on Gonzo, we were raving about. That was day one as well, and that feels like eons
that
ago.
That does, yeah.
And so I don't mean to say there's no positive highlights from Diggs. You brought up one I forgot about yesterday, Keith. It was one-on-ones, but he turned a D-back inside out. Good sign. There was another catch down the field I saw he made. It was at least in 7-on-7s. It might be 11-on-11s. I have to go back and watch it. Even still, after the preseason game, which he didn't suit up for against Washington, and I don't really care about that, he had a touchdown where he kind of toe-tapped in the back of the end zone. I saw that clip. But he also had a brutal drop in that same thing. So on the one hand, I'm just not reading as many positive reviews of Steph Diggs and the way he's playing. He's gotten a little case of the dropsies that happened in the scrimmage inside the stadium. It happened again in a practice the other weekend. We saw some of it on the practice field that we were at. And then you also see all the buzz is, well, Pop Douglas is always open, and he's been the best guy in camp. Kayshawn Booty and Drake May, they have their connection. Mac Hollins makes a play over here. Travion Henderson's a standout over there. And none of that is inherently bad. Like, I like that those guys are making plays and May has a connection with them. But if all those guys are making plays and you read about them consistently and then I don't read about Steph Diggs, that means he's not the one making plays. And I just, he should stand out on this team with this group.
Yeah, because he's what makes the whole room different. And last year, you could make the case they were either the worst wide receiver group in the NFL or 31st or 30th. Like, they were down there.
Maybe in NFL history.
It was up there. In the mix.
Recent history, yeah.
With other Patriots ones. Yeah. Really, since Edelman's been gone, other Patriots receiver rooms. So they were that bad. So you add him, which should make those guys better, right? You sort of elevate them, or you put them in the proper spot, I should say. It's like, you know, the Red Sox. Had they not added Garrett Crochet, you would have been like, yeah, Bayo and Giolito are having a good year, but like they're not aces. They're not game one starters. Like, you went and got that. And you were hoping that Steph Diggs, and maybe he still can. Like, nobody's writing him off, but it's like you were hoping that he comes in, helps take Drake May, helps take this offense to another level just based on not having that type of talent for the last few years.
You can watch on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and chat there as well. I was monitoring the chat there, Keith.
People into it?
Well, our guy Monty Mack.
Fan of the show.
Big fan of the show. One of the biggest. said, oh, well, let's just ignore what Devin McCourty had to say about Steph Diggs. Let's not ignore it.
Let's not ignore it.
Let's embrace it.
Let's hear
what Devin McCourty had to say this morning about Steph Diggs.
Devin, were you surprised by the coach's decision to not play Steph Diggs on Friday?
No, I think with Diggs, and we talked to him after practice, and he was kind of energetic still after the joint practice of Washington. He's like, I mean, I told him I could do everything. I'm 100%. He said, but they told him, hey, you know, like, we need you in the games. We need you during those big moments. We want you to be healthy. You've done this for a while now. You've been in preseason games. You've been in practices. We just want to be smart. And I think that makes a lot of sense. As a guy who got to play 13 years, I think there is an advantage to trying to map out a plan for you to be your best in those moments. And he's out there. He's going to be playing, but coming off an ACL, and even though he looks amazing, I give them credit to say, hey, let's not take this too far. Let's not get, you know, this new receiver who we really like and just throw him out there just so we can watch him in preseason. Let's kind of be smart and you know, take it one day at a time. And I think it will pay off for them. He's playing football. They're just not throwing him out there like he's 25. They're actually thinking about, you know, the miles that he's put on his body and how to best get the best out of Diggs later in the season.
Okay. So that is encouraging.
Yeah, no, that makes you feel a little bit better.
Two things, though. Number one, why am I listening to Devin McCourty over Diggs himself? Like, Diggs was the one who made me feel not great listening to his answer to Rossini.
Because even if Diggs told Rossini that and then Rossini reported it, I'd be like, well.
Yeah, right. No,
heard it was from Diggs. There's no debating what he said.
I'm not dismissing what Devin McCourty said. Just out of the two, I'm going to listen to Diggs over McCourty. Diggs about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Secondarily, if you're asking me, I think Diggs is going to be suited up week one, which I was way wrong about in the offseason. I didn't think that would be the case. The question is, what's he going to look like? And listening to Diggs and then just watching the production or lack thereof in camp, I'm starting to wonder what he'll look like post-injury. That's all. I'm not saying he won't be out there week one.
But he's definitely participated in way more stuff than Carlton Davis.
Yep.
And so, I mean, I'll take that as a positive. We don't even know what Davis's injury is. We know what Diggs is, and yet he's been out there for this stuff. But you are just looking for him to separate himself. And, you know, I don't really expect him to play in the game on Saturday, and then I certainly don't expect him to play in the game against the Giants to wrap up the preseason. So I think the first time we see him in a real game will be week one. But when you go back 2 months ago, I think week one was very much in question. And I know he had that weird answer with Rossini, but I'd still bet money that he plays week one.
Me too.
Which, right away, that's a positive. Now, you hope that he ends up going out and having a really good year, but you got to at least be out there to get it started.
You told me earlier his over-under is 750 for yards, right?
750 and a half.
How are you feeling about that?
So, I don't know. I feel like that's really low, too. Like, all the Drake May numbers, I feel like, are really low, but they're set there for a reason. I would take the over still on Steph Diggs. I don't feel as strongly about it, but at the same time, I thought he was going to get 1,000 yards. So there's a big drop-off from that. He can have, you know, 780 yards, lead the team in receive, maybe be one of three guys with, like, a similar receiving yards thing, which doesn't make him, like, a true number one, but it would still hit the over on that bet.
So you guys can discuss.
Did you take the over on that?
I think I take the over on 750. I'm definitely under 1,000, though.
If he plays all 17 games, that's 44 yards a game.
For 750?
Yeah.
Yeah, he should hit that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
he misses a game or two and that goes up.
But if Diggs' numbers are low, maybe that's some of why you're seeing that Drake May's numbers are low as well. 617-779-7937. We will get to Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel and Kiefer Madness coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Pat's in Minnesota for day two of joint practices. Let's head out to Minnesota and hear from Patriots head coach and birthday boy, Mike Vrabel. Okay, interesting stuff out of the birthday boy today.
I agree with him completely on the carrot cake thing.
Oh, yeah?
Goat cake.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Ice cream cake.
No. Oh, my God. Just get regular ice cream. You don't want ice cream cake.
Oh, ice cream cake. You're
takes
so
up the whole freezer.
Ice cream. Well, yeah. Well, if you don't eat it all. If you don't eat it all.
Get yourself a carrot cake.
Yeah.
Oh, the best. Me and Vrabel just splitting a carrot cake.
I like a carrot cake. I do.
I love it.
Not a goat cake, but
it's
good cake.
Number one cake.
Very snippy there with Phil. He's asking where he went to college. You're a smart guy. I know you didn't go to Ohio State.
I think Phil went to Georgetown.
Did you really?
Which is better than Ohio State.
It's quite a good school.
It's much better than Ohio State.
He said, did you really believe what Steph Diggs told to Russini? And good job by Phil. He's like, well, I don't know. It's what he said.
That's why I'm asking you.
So what do you think?
It was a weird response.
It was.
By Vrabel.
He also said you can't predict the future.
Yeah, you can try. We do it every day.
But isn't that kind of what Diggs said? Diggs is like, well, yeah, I don't know. We'll see when we get there. Like, that is kind of what he said.
True, maybe he agrees.
So Vrabel kind of said the same thing.
This is very strange. I know.
It is weird. He's like, he's going to practice today. He's been out there. He was also asked about some comments from Todd Downing.
Yeah.
Where it sounded like Diggs was upset maybe that he wasn't getting the ball as frequently as he should. I'm upset about it.
Same.
Maybe get open. But anyway, we can circle back to some of this. Good stuff there from Vrabel, who also said he thought that Drake May had a good day yesterday, leading into day two of joint practices. We'll give you more takeaways. Vrabel was a little later than expected, which means we're going to push Kiefer Madness to the 1 o'clock hour. So that's on the way. We'll give you a full Vrabel reaction, though. Interesting stuff on Steph Diggs coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.